Part 1. Gun Policy Lessons from the United States. Keeping Guns from High-Risk Individuals. Chapter 1. Firearms and Violent Death in the United States. Matthew Miller, Deborah Azrael, and David Hemenway. Firearm-related deaths in the United States. In 2010, there were more than 31,000 firearm deaths in the United States. 62% were suicides, 36% were homicides, and 2% were unintentional. Almost as many Americans die from gunfire as die from motor vehicle crashes, almost 34,000 in 2010. Americans under age 40 are more likely to die from gunfire than from any specific disease. Homicide. The United States is not a more violent country than other high-income nations. Our rates of car theft, burglary, robbery, sexual assault, and aggravated assault are similar to those of other high-income countries. Our adolescent fighting rates are also similar. However, when Americans are violent, the injuries that result are more likely to prove fatal. For example, the U.S. rate of firearm homicide for children 5 to 14 years of age is 13 times higher than the firearms homicide rate of other developed nations, and the rate of homicide overall is more than 3 times higher. U.S. homicide rates vary cyclically over time. Current rates are at a 30-year low, but as recently as 1991, rates were nearly twice as high. Changes in homicide rates over the past several decades are largely attributable to changes in firearm homicide rates, mostly driven by changes in firearm homicide rates among adolescent and young men in large cities. Researchers attribute the decline in the 1990s to different causes, including reduced unemployment, increased policing, and a decline in and stabilization of illegal drug markets. Declines in the last decade have not yet been well explained. The U.S. homicide rate is much higher in urban than in rural areas, as are rates of all violent crime. 9 out of 10 homicide offenders.